Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's a podcast.
Welcome to the Friends Reunion. You might be here with some confusion, but please stay and enjoy the way to your good day.
It's a podcast, yeah.
Welcome to the Friends Reunion. Do take in this joy infusion. What's on your mind? Let's chat and unwind on this good day.
It's a podcast, yeah. It's a podcast, yeah.
Hey everybody, welcome to Friends Reunion, a podcast for discerning listeners. I'm one of your hosts, John Warren.
Why is it so dour?
Dour? You think that was dour?
Yeah, why do you seem so sad about it?
Oh, I'm not sad. It was more like a radio voice. Did it sound sad?
I mean, it sounded
sad? All right, do you want me to take it again?
It just sounded like you were the lady who does the hourly NPR.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, it was
okay.
Very public radio.
Just very, yeah. Okay, yeah, yeah, all right. I'll do it again.
Yeah.
I worry you're going to overcorrect and be too wacky.
Yeah,
no. Wacky. No, I'm not going to do that.
Okay, I trust you that you aren't going to do that.
I'm not going to do that.
I can trust you because as soon as you said I'm not going to do that, you laughed to yourself.
No, that was Raisinette, my French bulldog. She snorted.
She snorted into
the mic. She does love to
mic.
Snort.
She does.
Yeah.
Yeah, are y'all going to shut up and let me do it?
Yeah, take it again.
Okay. Hey, everyone. It's Friends Reunion.
Okay, so
a podcast for discerning listeners.
This is worse, and I don't understand how that's possible.
You told me not to overcorrect.
You did, though, the opposite direction.
No, that's making a bigger mistake.
You actually overcorrected. You overcorrected. Then
so
didn't,
far?
But okay, in secret? Yeah. You overcorrected you secret went and then overcorrected the other way.
Can we take it one more time? I'm going to take it really seriously.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Well, no, crucially, don't take it.
Just take it normal.
One final note. The criticism we're levying to you
just
is
relax.
That it is too serious.
Paul is saying just relax. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
Welcome to Friends Reunion. This
Why are you
is
so far away?
Paul told me to fucking relax. I leaned back. What the fuck are these directions? This is stupid.
All right, look, watch this. Here's how it's done. Ready?
All right, here we go.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to the newest episode of Friends Reunion. I am not the normal person.
What if it's not the fucking newest episode that these people are listening to? Welcome to the newest episode. Someone's going to listen to this in 3 weeks. Welcome to the newest episode. They're going to go, did my podcatcher do something wrong?
John, we never, that's normal. We never say, welcome to the July 19th edition of Monday Friends Reunion 2021.
I think we should hold up an issue of today's newspaper every time we do this show. All right, Nikki, I'm so sorry. That's fine.
No, you're right.
Go ahead.
No. I'll just take, welcome to Friends. It's John, Nikki, and Elvie, and we're here again. Here again to talk about scones.
Oh.
I love scones.
Okay.
Really?
You scone talk?
Yeah, I don't really like scones. I think they're shitty biscuits.
Yeah, they're sweet biscuits, huh?
But not like a British biscuit, right? Because
no, that's a cookie.
That's a cookie.
I think you just
haven't
had
a good
scone. How do you
feel about scones? Well, because no scone is good, I think is the...
I like a good maple scone. Have you ever had a maple scone? I love it.
Just I've had a good one, though. But that's good.
What's that's a good biscotti? Is that a cookie?
Now, that's an English
cookie.
Biscuit.
Yeah, those suck, too.
It's not an English biscuit.
Well, yeah, it's not like a shortbread.
It's Italian.
Yeah, I just meant like it's biscotti. More. It's more like a biscuit that you would. Never mind.
You're supposed to soak it in your like espresso.
But like they don't espresso. But here's the thing: like when I'm 11 years old and I'm wandering through my white friend's house and they have a bunch of biscotti in the cabinet.
What?
What?
So you're friends with Richie Rich?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who are the fanciest children with their biscotti?
Yeah, did your friend did your friend have their own Mount Rushmore in their backyard?
Yes, it's not the kids' biscotti, it's the parents' biscotti. But then I just look in the cabinet and I'm like, cookie? And then I try to take a bite out of that fucker and all of my teeth break.
All your teeth broke, yeah.
Well, not your teeth. I mean, I think you're supposed to dip in like hot chocolate if you're a kid.
I can't touch the stove, though.
Wow. You can't touch the stove, though. Why?
I'm not allowed.
Oh, because you will hurt yourself?
Yeah, because I'm a child.
You're a child? How old? In this scenario, how old are you that you found biscotti and broke all your teeth?
Like 16.
How old were you when you were became allowed to touch the stove?
Like 24.
It was last week. I don't remember. The earliest like by myself cooking memory I have is when I made burgers one summer and I was like, you know what they don't do to burgers enough? Put spices from the spice like section in. So I just like grabbed all of them and put all of the spices that were in spice cabinet into I put so much cinnamon in there.
Cinnamon?
Yeah. I was just like, these are flavor combinations nobody's experienced.
Ooh, this burger is gonna taste like a crisp fall afternoon.
Yeah.
Ooh.
So it's like pumpkin spice.
Love it.
So this was like
early watch this, yeah. There was a lady on Guy's Grocery Games who said, watch this, and I had to stop watching the episode to laugh because it was so funny. What are y'all up to?
Oh, I don't know.
Okay.
I up to? I mean, I know what Elby's up to.
Yeah, my life is hell right now. Don't worry about it.
Right.
We're not going to worry about that. We're gonna give Elby a nice refuge.
Yeah, give me a refuge. Yeah. That was it was so nice watching you like play that terrible Zelda game on
God, that game's bad, huh?
Yeah, that was that so game good. Sucks.
Don't play Skyward Sword. Listen, you don't come to us for video game discussion unless you do, and then there are probably better shows for that. But yeah, Skyward Sword's not very good. I don't like that
game. Not very good. You think that's the worst game you've played this year?
Ooh, worst game you've played this year. That's a good talk.
I
didn't play it. I watched you play it, and I think it's the worst game I've played this year.
I'm looking at my list of things that I've played on. I had more fun playing Cyberpunk than Skyward Sword.
That came out last year.
No, I know, but it's like, okay, just so you mean a game that came out this year?
Yes.
That's definitely the worst game I've played this year then. Yeah.
That's tough, isn't it?
Yeah, that's tough. No. Mario Golf is the worst game I've played this year. So Nintendo is kind of 0-2 for big games.
Well, I mean, the first Mario game they released this year was good. 3D World.
I forgot that was
Pokemon Snap was bad.
Yeah, Pokemon Snap was bad. They haven't had a good year.
Has Nintendo only released one good game this year?
Yes.
And it was a re-release of an old game.
Yes. I mean, although the new stuff, I thought Bowser's Fury was good, though. Like, that's new. True.
Yeah. Bowser's Fury was good.
Yeah.
Okay, so they're 1.5 for 4.
Yeah.
Because they re-released Mario 64 and Sunshine and Galaxy.
Oh, the worst game I played this year was Mario Party.
That's an old one, too.
That came out last year, though.
Yeah, but I played it this year.
2 years ago.
Came out like 2 years ago.
It was so bad. Remember how bad that was?
I do remember. That doesn't count, though.
It doesn't count, but I played it this year.
It has to have come out this year.
What if we only did one good thing every half year? Like, how weird would our lives
be? It's bold of you to assume that that's not what we do already. Oh,
that's not true. We do great stuff every week.
But, like, it depends on how good, like, the thing is, right? Because I feel like a lot of people would be able to get away with that. If they only did two good things a year, but if they were like really good. Right. Like, would you be mad at the person who cured cancer if that was the only thing they did in 6 months?
Okay.
Would you be like, what the fuck are you doing?
Give me a list. You cured cancer. Give me a list of the other things that they did.
That's what that expression means.
Yeah,
what have
exactly.
you done for me lately?
That's give me a list of other things. Like, okay, they cured cancer, but now you can't buy s'mores Pop-Tarts anymore in the store because they did something.
Yeah, like that was the secret.
I would trade s'mores Pop-Tarts for no more cancer.
I would too, but I'm trying to turn up the heat. You know, like what would be a problem? You know, like, no more F1.
Yeah, F1's gone.
at the expense of Formula One. Yeah, I think that the number of things that I would be okay with losing in favor of getting rid of cancer, pretty high. But you know what I wouldn't give it up for?
What?
I would get rid of anything, basically.
Anything. Yeah. Okay.
Almost anything, yeah.
I mean, that's like not a personal cost to me, crucially.
Right. But what happens to Make-A-Wish, though? What happens to John Cena?
But I mean,
he dies. he's done. What is he? What do we need him for?
He's back in WWE. What are you talking about?
He is. He's back.
Yeah,
that's true.
Wait, really?
Yeah. He came back last night. Yeah.
Like forever?
No, probably not. But at least for SummerSlam. At least for the next month and a half, yeah.
They couldn't get The Rock, though. That his movie.
I mean, they probably could get The Rock, but they got John Cena because John Cena's like, I haven't done this in a while. I need to show up looking every bit my 44 years wearing a green t-shirt and jorts like he's a teen going to the movies. It's great.
It takes so much powerful energy to be able to do that.
It does.
Well, he has a movie out in theaters and there's SummerSlam's coming up and they got to get people to go buy tickets to SummerSlam.
Where is SummerSlam?
It's in Vegas.
It's in Vegas, baby.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're gonna.
If you want to go get the,
you're gonna be on a different. You're gonna be on a different coast.
SummerSlam.
SummerStream.
It's expensive.
SummerSlam. $300.
Do you need to be vaccinated to go, or can unvaccinated?
No, almost definitely. Think Vince is gonna require vaccination?
Vince is like giving people shared food troughs at the door at these events.
Yeah, that's. I mean,
you can sit in the literal last row of the Allegiant Stadium, which is where the Raiders play.
Oh, wow.
For $48.
Wow.
It's also a partial view somehow, which I don't really understand how it's possible.
That's amazing. That's good.
Do you have a partial view story of paying for a ticket to a thing and you didn't realize it was a partial view situation? And then it turns out, no.
I've never done that. I'm always pretty thorough when I buy tickets.
I'm pretty thorough.
Also, don't attend sports.
I mean, you have to remember that any view for me is partial unless I'm in the front.
That's correct.
Like, if I'm in the front, then I've got a good view. If I'm behind anyone.
Remember we went to PWG?
Yes, I do. I do, LB.
That was terrible.
That was terrible. Yeah. No,
that was
so bad. No one cares if I live or die when I'm in public, basically, at sporting events. Just no one cares.
There was that one drunk guy at that other wrestling thing we went to.
Very much
cared about you.
Very much wanted to tell
you where you would be.
Yeah, that's really interesting, Elba. You're right. Either people don't care if I live or die, or they care way too much.
They're like, this is my little buddy.
Yeah, it's weird. There's no
low
in between.
To ground, therefore child.
Therefore, yes. Child. Yes. Yeah. That's pretty much how it is. Yeah. No, I mean, really, just all my stories involve just staring at people's gross asses at concerts and stuff. So
that's really tough
that
for
sucks.
You.
Sucks.
Yeah. I mean, it's just not, I don't know. It's just not great.
Have you considered getting a taller wheelchair?
You know, when I graduated from college, they put me next to the other disabled kid. His name, I'm not going to say his name. That wouldn't
What's
be
his
nice.
Name?
What's wrong with you? I didn't really get along with him because he was, I just didn't get
along. Because he sucks shit and here's his name and home address.
Yeah. Anyway, But I was kind of like, well, you know, at least I'm sitting next to someone I kind of know. And then the second I thought that, he hits a switch on his wheelchair that turns into a fucking transformer that is standing. It is up in the air now, like 6 feet. And he's got this like weird mechanism. The wheels are all on top of each other. And he's basically towering over everyone. And I was just like, all right, well, I guess I'll just go fuck myself.
You should do that. You should get one of those.
Sounds like you were jealous. Yeah. That's what I'm hearing.
You should get a transformer.
Yeah, I'm sure I said something like, he can't even like work his arms, like do a workout with that thing though, because it's like remote control.
Whoa, I'm watching a man do the thing,
right?
Yo,
yeah, it's pretty wild. It is pretty wild.
Whoa,
anyway,
these look like fucking nightmares.
Yeah, I don't have like a blocked view story. I just have the story of the first concert I went to, which was my parents took me to see the Rolling Stones at River Plate Stadium in Buenos Aires when I lived there.
Wow.
And Meredith Brooks, at the height of popularity of the song I'm a Bitch, opened for the Rolling Stones, and they pelted her with bottles. So
that was just being a bitch.
I guess for having the audacity to play a concert before the Rolling Stones, I guess. Oh, but okay. Yeah. Yeah, it was not great.
They thought it was a soccer game.
Yeah, that's how they acted. And then I saw the Rolling Stones after they were like 25 years past their prime.
Cool. What was your first concert, Nikki?
It was a Radio Disney Jams concert.
Wow.
The lineup was, hold on, Radio Disney Jams. I found it. It was Radio Disney Live 2001 World Tour. I saw it in beautiful Irvine, California, which means that I saw Aaron Carter, the Baja Men, Hoku, Mira, Brooke Allison, Jump 5, and Casey.
Nikki?
What's up?
I also saw Aaron Carter at my first concert in Irvine.
What?
Wow!
How is that possible?
Music and More Festival.
Whoa! Holy shit.
He opened Bewitched, 98 Degrees, and Monica.
Wow.
By the way, Monica did like two encores and was amazing.
That's incredible.
She's at a very, like, very, very high bar was set by Monica. Everyone else is not so good, but.
Do you want to hear what the A-Teens' set list was?
Yeah, yes. Please tell me.
I didn't see them, but they did mostly ABBA covers. So they did Dancing Queen, Mamma Mia, Sugar Rush, Halfway Around the World, and .. To the Music. The Baja Men did Move It Like This, You All That, Dancing in the Moonlight, and Who Let the Dogs Out. And then Aaron had 9 songs in his set. He did Aaron's Party, Come Get It, Not Too Young, Not Too Old, Crush on You, Cowgirl, Little Mama. That's How I Beat Shaq, Baby It's You, Oh Aaron, and I Want Candy.
Wow.
That building is not there anymore, I don't think, LB.
Damn.
I think they tore it down.
Okay, I was wrong. It was 1999, not 1998.
Yeah.
Now, Paul did put a picture of Aaron Carter now, and it just kind of looks like a mirror version of Post Malone at this point.
Yeah.
What?
I also feel like Aaron has, like, done some crimes or something.
He's done some crimes.
He and Nick don't talk, right?
Yeah. They don't. Why do you think that is? What do you think the rift is between them?
I feel like they're just both shitty.
Yeah, I think one of them is... Pretty evil.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm trying to figure out what the last show was at the Irvine Amphitheater, formerly known as the Verizon Wireless Amphitheater, formerly known as the Irvine Meadows Amphitheater. I can't find it though. It sucks.
Irvine Meadows. That's what it was definitely called when I went.
This fucking sucks. Oh, Gwen Stefani.
The final concert.
She did two shows on the 29th and 30th of October 2016.
Oh. Wow, pour one out for that Irvine concert venue.
Yeah. Rest in peace.
Rest in peace.
They built houses on it or whatever.
Oh. Cool.
Cool.
Cool. Yeah.
Well. What else?
Nope.
What's on?
That's it. That's it for the episode. 19 minutes. Okay. That's what we got. So.
The concert. Can I? Wait. Sorry. Before.
Oh, yeah. What's up?
Can I read you the Wikipedia blurb for the Radio Disney Live 2001 World Tour?
Sure.
Radio Disney Live is a concert tour featuring popular teen artists associated with Radio Disney. The tour headliners included the A-Teens, Aaron Carter, the Baha Men, Crystal, Hoku, Mira, and Plus One. Each show featured three headliners and three supporting acts. Period. The concert in Greater Boston was rescheduled to December 2001 out of respect to the September 11th attacks. Intended to be an annual concert series, this is the only year the concerts were held.
Oh my god. Intended to be a yearly concert.
The All That Music and More Festival. Yep, there it is. Irvine, California, July 2nd. Wow.
God.
That was me. I went to that.
That's amazing. Wow, yep. The day after my birthday.
Happy birthday.
That's how I celebrated your birthday, John.
Aw, thanks. I went.
I am on... Oh, fuck.
Yeah, I'm on what?
Yo, I'm on the Radio Disney website, but from December 11th, 2001.
Okay.
DJs. Have you ever won anything off the radio?
Never.
No, I tried, though. I used to try a lot.
What did you... Just for, like, concert tickets and
stuff?
Yeah,
like, concert tickets, yeah. Which was so weird because I wouldn't have gone. I would have gotten those concert tickets as a teen, and I would have chickened out. I would have been like... I don't know. I wouldn't have gone. I don't know why I tried.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Elby, you've never won anything off the radio?
No, I think I would try, and then it was just too hard. You had to keep calling, and
the first time
so
I
busy. I think I got through once.
I did get through once.
That's it.
The first time I ever called, I didn't get through. I got like the screener or whatever. And I requested When I Come Around by Green Day from 94.5 The Edge in Dallas, Texas. And what do you know? Do you know what he said to me?
What did he say to you?
We just played that, kid, and he hung up.
You know what? You deserved that.
I did deserve it because I guess I wasn't
listening to the fucking radio, nerd. Listen to the damn station.
Yeah. This was before they were playing Boulevard of Broken Dreams years later, about three times an hour. So,
damn.
I feel like anyway. They played Green Day a lot on the radio.
They did. I know. They just didn't want to fulfill my request because they had just played it or whatever. It's rude. I was like, I know you just played it. You play it all the fucking time, Edge.
Wow. The Wrestler Edge
DJ? Edge was my DJ.
That's fucking wild.
Yeah. Anyway.
You're
about to move, huh?
Yeah. If you're like, hey, it sounds like one of them is passing away actively on this show.
Nah, you sound fine.
They would think it was me. They would have no idea.
By the beginning of this show, they would think it was me.
What if I told you it was all of us?
Oh, no.
Oh, shit. Yeah, I'm moving. And there's like, I didn't realize how much a house that didn't have shit everywhere meant to me until
I know
over the course of the last week when I like open the door to this office and it gives me crippling anxiety. Just like I open the door and I look outside and I'm like, oh, and then I just close the door. Because it's better in here. And here's the thing, though. It's not. It's not better in here.
Yeah.
It's arguably worse in here than it is in any room.
I did get a look at the room you're in earlier this morning, and it is a little cluttered with stuff that you're Yeah, it sucks. Yeah,
I right. can't see the dog on the ground anymore.
Oh, oh no. Barley.
Like, I don't know where she is. Like, she's, I think she's in the room, but like, she could be under so many objects right now that I'd have no idea.
Does she bark?
It depends. If you're the kind of weird lady who lives down the hall, then yes, she will bark at you.
What is her bark like? Is it like piercing or is it kind of cute?
No, it's
she barked at me.
Oh yeah, yeah. She just barks. She barks. Yeah, once LB, at
how
strangers.
Was that? Were you threatened?
It was so cute.
Okay,
she barks. She usually barks one time at strangers, and then she's like, "All right, fine." When she realizes that it doesn't work.
Yeah.
But I think if she detects that your vibes are off, she'll continue to bark, which is what she does to the lady who lives down the hall.
Interesting.
And then she does like tiny barks when she's playing with her friends on the street.
Yeah.
But otherwise, she only barks when we leave her by herself. And those sound pained, like she's being attacked. But she's totally fine and inside the house.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, isn't that the worst when, I don't know, like, Raisinette, if you bring her anywhere, and then, like, let's say Anne and I both go somewhere, and then we mm-hmm. take Raisinette, and then Anne gets out of the car to run in somewhere, Raisinette mm-hmm. will make noises, like, I hate to be weird about it, but it's like, she's making noises like I am actively, like, hurting her.
Yeah.
Just, like, if anyone is around, they would hear that. And I'm just like, I don't know what to do about this. But whenever she's abandoned for more than, even though she isn't abandoned, I'm right there.
Yeah, there's another person.
There's another
yeah.
person. She's just kind of loses.
Someone put a note on our door a couple of weeks ago when we left Barley by herself. We were gone for like an hour.
Oh, no.
An hour and 10 minutes. And someone like wrote a very poorly written note that was like, I'm concerned for the safety of your dog.
Oh no.
Wow.
Like, dog is
oh,
fine.
No.
Like, we were gone for an hour. She's
dog
fine.
Just need therapy.
Dog just need therapy. You like, do you want to pay for a dog sitter? Cause if you do, then sure, I'll take it.
You should have written a counter note that said the windows are open and the AC's on. She's listening to her favorite music.
But yeah, I couldn't identify. I mean, I know who it was, but I can't prove it.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I don't believe in like doorbell cameras, but that's the only reason I would ever have one is to yeah. figure out who wrote passive aggressive notes. Yeah.
I believe in doorbell cameras. I just don't believe in doorbell cameras that are hooked up to like,
oh yeah, like a database or something.
Like some weird database run by our corporate overlords. Like sure. I'm yeah. fine with just having a camera that's hooked up to my stuff so I can yeah. see
no that's
what's going on. I want to know. I want to see what's going on.
I want to see.
I've been looking into some stuff in that vein because I think I will need to have the option to have a person come hang out with Barley, and for that I need like to somehow give them access to the apartment without, I don't want them to have my key.
Yeah.
I want to also be able to check when they come in and leave my house.
Yeah.
So I like was like, oh, I'll just get a smart lock. And then that what I thought was going to be a simple Google search turned into me learning about the intricacies of the deadbolt.
Right.
And how many types of deadbolt there are.
Sure.
And how a lot and how there's like they developed a new kind of lock where the deadbolt is connected directly to the handle. So if you have one of those door handle lock combinations, you can't get a smart lock because it doesn't know how to turn it correctly.
Damn.
So it's fucked up.
Yeah.
I'm like, I think my goal on this lease, because what we did here was just like a normal amount of fucking with the apartment. So we painted the walls, which we're not allowed to do. We like had a washer and dryer in here, which you're not allowed to do. And like we didn't cover most of the floors with fucking rugs, which is in the lease somehow.
Oh my God. That's okay. Wild.
Okay. But I was, as soon as I read that, I was like, you can't check. And then, I moved on with my life. But I think this time I'm going to like actively change parts of the home. So like this time I've decided already to like take their thermostat out I've already made an executive decision to, if I can, replace the door lock. I've decided to, what else have I chosen? I'm going to make my own doorbell because I don't have a doorbell. So I'm going to put one up myself.
How do you make your own doorbell?
It's a complicated process. So like you have to get the doorbell that is wireless because it can't plug into the doorbell system. And then you, in another room in your house, you have to put the receiver and then like a battery charger, and you have to change the batteries
so
on the
you
doorbell.
You are going to make a doorbell.
Check this shit out. What if? Hook over door, right?
Sure.
Big bell string.
Big bell string.
They ring the big bell.
Ring the big bell.
Ring the big bell.
And wow. Then
you know.
Wow. Here's the thing about ring big bell, though. Wouldn't that inform other people in the
unit? But then they're going to start calling you Quasimodo, which would be fucking great. Like, that
would
be
love
so
that.
Cool.
That's okay. All I want.
What if drill hole?
Okay, I'm already invested, sure.
Okay, string come out through front next to door, right? In hallway or wherever.
Mm-hmm.
They pull that. That goes inside, links to pulley system,
levers,
ring
yes,
big bell
pulleys, ring,
inside your home, so it only disturbs you. Then you don't need batteries.
But then what? Any child could come
that's
and then ring
true,
the bell.
That's true.
But that's
true.
True for the regular
that's true for anyone.
Also.
What if you just laid out a table with those handbells that they play at churches, and they have to play you a tune
the correct
every
code.
Time? Yeah.
What
yeah.
about knocking? What if you could just put a big door knocker?
Wow.
Clunk, clunk,
clunk.
Wow.
Then that's lo-fi. That's
but
really
here's the
lo-fi.
Thing, right? Like, this is the reasoning according to the realtor person who I can't tell. I have a couple of questions about the apartment that I feel like I should have answered by now,
yeah,
considering
can we,
I moved into it
I
in 2 weeks.
Can LB and I answer them for you?
Sure, sure. When do I get the keys and where do I pick them up?
You pick them up from the leasing office, and
sure.
you will pick them up. The
Where
day.
Is that?
I don't know. It's like okay. a block away from Peter Griffin's place.
Okay, so I'll just make my way over there.
Yeah.
What utilities do I have to pay for?
Oh, that's trash.
Like, do I have to pay for water?
It's trash, water, and electric.
That I have to pay for.
Yeah.
And you're sure about that?
Yeah, it's trash, water, and electric. Do you have gas in the unit?
Do I have gas in the unit?
Yes, you do. You also have to pay for gas.
Okay, so I have to pay for all of them.
Yeah.
All of them are on me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, trash is included in the rent, so it's a line item in your rent. But the water, electric, and gas, yeah, you'll have to set up those utilities.
Okay. When do I get a parking space? How is the parking space allocated?
Ooh, did someone tell you that you're getting a parking space?
Okay, that's interesting. Let's see what
Well, who told you that? Was that Brad that told you that?
No, that was you. You told me that.
I told you that. Okay, yeah. I'm going to make some notes. Okay, hold on one second. I told Quasimodo Grayson that they could have a parking spot. Okay, what else?
Let me see. I think that's it mostly.
Yeah. Now, do you need like windows that open, or are you okay with them never opening?
Depends, I guess.
Okay.
I do have one more question. Where do you want me to email this emotional support animal form to? I know you said no pets, crossed fingers emoji. In our early text messages, and I said nope.
To be clear,
let me actually scroll back.
Okay, I'm gonna step outside this character for a second.
Yeah, sure.
That's
What's
the most stressful thing you've ever told me in my life.
Yeah, that's really rough.
I'm really stressed out by this now.
No, it's fine. Okay, here's what she said.
Now, like,
I'm gonna scroll
like,
back.
She's gonna take a look at this animal that you say is your emotional support, and then she's gonna go, wait a second. Then you'll be like, no, I'm her emotional support, and which is how that really goes.
Okay, so she said, when can you move in? I said August 6th.
Uh-huh.
And she said perfect, and then I said I'd love to move forward and submit an application. I'd love to make this my new home. And then she said, it's such a great apartment and the location is awesome too, no pets, okay? And I said, neither confirming nor denying the statement, I said, that's fine. And then she sent me a link to the application.
Fine.
And that was it.
That's fine.
That's fine.
That's fine.
But I didn't specify what that was in response to.
No.
And
you,
also,
you are the
legally,
most stressful person I think I've ever met.
I
can't. I
just,
fucking
this
believe.
Whole conversation is like, I had normal blood pressure last time. I was
I did too.
It's
I did
no
too.
More, not anymore.
I'm chewing on a nitroglycerin pill. I am chewing on nitroglycerin pills right
now. Here's my logic, and I'll tell another challenging story about the current apartment we live in after this. But my logic is this: if I tell her on August 1st, right, that I have an emotional support animal, what the fuck is she gonna do?
So you like, can't live they, here.
She could,
and they're gonna definitely. And they're gonna go through the whole process of renting to somebody again.
Yes,
and
Nikki,
lose out on
Nikki,
2 months
Nikki,
of rent.
I'm sorry, but like, yeah, they might.
Oh, interesting. And so, okay, sure, okay. So we've marked that one off the list. Okay, now think about this. Here's the situation.
Okay,
a black non-binary person from Los Angeles is moving to your cool apartment building in Providence, fucking Rhode Island.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
They have a dog that weighs 9 pounds.
Right.
The optics of you, a 55-year-old white woman, telling me a 25, they're bad optics, John, because I'm going to go to the news and I'm going
to
say,
you're going to go to the news?
I'm going to go to the news and I'm going to say, they won't let me live with this cute dog. And then I'll pick up Barley and then they'll say, aw. And then everyone will be like, wow, you have to let them live in the apartment.
Have you not? I'm just curious.
I don't think that's how that works.
I'm just curious if you've read any of like the profiles online over the past like 6 months about how like landlords are quote being like bullied by their tenants and all this other stuff, and like basically rehabilitating landlords across the country over, you know, bullshit that is
but if you
terrible.
Think, okay, so here's the third option then.
Okay.
Wouldn't what if I provided publicity for them.
Okay, now explain that.
if I move in with the dog,
right, and they
and
let,
then I'm like, and they let me, they let I can you. Be like, wow, look at the first good landlord, which like I obviously won't believe,
right. But you could probably be believable in that.
But
role,
I could be
right?
believable about saying it.
Sure. Can you try it? So I all right.
Sure.
Yeah, hi. I rented this apartment to Nicholas Grayson. And Nikki, you wanted to say something about your experience with us.
Yeah, they always take the money on time. And yeah, they provide the apartment. And I am grateful to them for that.
Okay, and you did provide a dog that you said you weren't going to. But I'm glad we did take the money on time.
I didn't say that I wasn't going to bring a dog. I just didn't affirm anything in specific. Also, from a federal law perspective, they have to let me live with the dog. That's the other thing. I'm federally allowed to have it. So,
dog owner is a protected class, which is great.
A lot of people not being black crucially, but owning a dog. That's what puts me over.
Okay, like in my gut, I truly think this is going to be okay.
Yeah.
But you are stressing me out.
It's really stressful.
I am currently talking about it like it's a comedy joke because I haven't fully come to terms with it, and I won't until I arrive in the state of Rhode Island with the dog.
Right.
And then I have to talk to a person in person.
I mean, my parents...
I can do anything over text.
My parents snuck a cat into their apartment complex in Bloomington, Indiana when they weren't supposed to. And there was a real fire. Like, they did fire drills all the time and they just left the cat in the apartment. But there was a real fire in one of them once. And so they had to like stuff this cat into a giant coat and then like walk downstairs with it. So you might just like be in that, you know, like
that's fine.
You could do that. I mean, you could easily stuff Barley into a coat.
Here's the thing, though. She would writhe a lot.
Right, she's but it's like not well, a, okay, but what are they going to do? You might have some sort of writhing heart or like a
yeah,
writhing,
you might have some sort of
you might have some heart. Yeah, they can't a yeah, right, writhing yeah. heart or a growth, and it's like you can't. That's
they legally can't
that's
ask.
Against HIPAA. You can't do that. Yeah. You can't just be like, what's with that?
What's wrong with your body?
Yeah, what's wrong with your body? They can't say that. Can you imagine yeah. that? If can you imagine if I got rented an apartment and they looked at me and said, "What's wrong with your body?" Mm-hmm. I mean, that's a lawsuit and a half right there.
Yeah.
So, you know,
that would be bad for them.
That would be bad for them.
So, okay, so I Noel, now since we're on the list of things that I'm definitely doing that would stress most people out.
Yeah, I would love to hear
let's
whatever.
Let's continue down this
yeah,
route. So
please.
We've painted multiple walls in the house.
Uh-huh.
And I bought a paint gun yesterday. Like a paint sprayer. Uh-huh. Because I can't be bothered to like use a roller to repaint these walls because it took so long.
Oh my God. Okay. Like I've got a short end to this conversation, but please go ahead.
Sure.
I want to hear the rest.
We've emailed the current landlords, it's a management company, and asked, hey, what color white is the wall?
Uh-huh.
And they have not replied. That was, yeah. We've emailed
what
them
color
two times
white
over
is
the course.
The wall. Okay.
Yeah. Like because we want to know the shade of the
right,
white.
Because
if we can get
right.
the shade of sure. white, then. So, okay. So they haven't replied.
Right.
Uh-huh.
How off white do you think I can get with the paint to where okay. it's on purpose the wrong color?
Okay.
But I can plausibly say, well, okay. you didn't tell me.
Okay. So here's my answer for this. Mm. I have never repainted a wall that I painted in an apartment. Never. Mm. Okay. You know why? Because I assume I'm not getting that deposit back.
Okay. So we're assuming that we are going to get the deposit okay. back, and here's why.
Okay.
Because we have a long-standing list of repairs that need to be made
and
that we have
done
told
it.
Them about, sure. and they have not made them.
Okay. Because my last landlords in Sherman Oaks, again, I can't stress this enough. I think landlords are bad, but they actually mm-hmm. did take care of their shit, which was cool.
Sure.
So but we, I also just like, yeah, I didn't assume I would ever get that deposit back. And so we didn't repaint the wall.
Remember when my floors were turning into tech deck ramps? They're doing it again.
Oh.
And like we told them and they said,
this sounds like cool tech deck apartment you have.
Yeah, they didn't say anything.
You're welcome.
So, if they try to charge me for that, then they have another thing coming, I guess.
Yeah.
Also, here's the other thing. I found out by reading some law. I'm not a lawyer. I don't really understand most law. But I did find out that in the state of California, if you make, quote, upgrades to the unit as a renter, you are allowed to request that money back from the landlord.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're allowed to request it, but they can say no, right?
Right.
Right.
But I'm assuming that putting three air conditioners into an upstairs Los Angeles apartment
would be
is
a
kind
good
of an,
thing.
Is a
yeah.
Is a
that's a
categorically. It is categorically an upgrade.
That's a huge upgrade.
You would think so, but our landlord in Austin, Texas, in a house that was built in 1948, he had put bamboo floors in everywhere. Except for this one big living room, which was covered in the grossest fucking carpet I've ever seen. And then one day, Ziggy peed on that carpet real sure. bad while we were gone for a few days. And so it just kind of stained it totally.
Sure.
And so we were like, what if we just replace the carpet? And we were like, surely the owner of this place thinks that this carpet is also shitty. And we were like, we will pay for part of this as long as we can get some of the money back at the end. And he was just like, I want carpet in here. I really want carpet in this room. I want shitty carpet in this room, even though he doesn't live there. So
it's heirloom carpet.
Whenever you think you're making an upgrade to a space, there is a landlord somewhere that just like is so fucking steamed that you even sure. contemplated doing anything to that space. I don't know.
But I just want to like gouge them on the prices of these air conditioners.
I would paint it actually far away from the white you think it is, but like still in the realm. You know what I mean? Like, so make like it, a, make it like a, almost a beige eggshell.
Yeah, I want
something.
It to be unbelievably obvious that because they didn't tell us
yeah,
what
you
white
did
it was,
wrong.
We did it wrong.
I think it should still, you should still pick a white that looks good though.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
I think that would be I like want... a flex if you picked a better white than the original.
Right.
Just to ooh. Show them, you know?
Okay. Right. So I, okay. Yeah.
I think you should crucial flex on is, them.
Yeah, I just
that's
want,
like,
I want,
love it when you flex on them.
They love it when you flex on them.
Love
I
it.
Just want to, when a person opens this door, look at one of the walls and be like, huh? Because it's clearly a different
you want them
color.
To you want them to feel just a little bit crazy when they come yeah, into your space. Sure.
That's exactly right.
You could also just get swatches or whatever.
That seems like a lot of effort though, doesn't it? When I could just go to the when I could just go to the Home Depot guy and be like, just give me some white. And see what
white
he mixes
before?
Up. Yeah.
There's so many kinds.
There's so many. Why? I know.
White paint, yeah.
Is dealer's choice, though, isn't it?
You just go Home Depot and say, hey, I need some white paint. Dealer's
hey,
choice.
Hit me some white.
Yeah.
Hit me with
which
some white.
Love.
You pick.
What's your sixth most popular white?
When we moved in, they left a fuck ton of paint cans, which I assume were the cans that they used to paint the walls.
Mm-hmm.
But they left them in our house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And instead of like doing the smart thing at the time, which I'm now realizing, I was like, I should have taken pictures of the code on the top. Just threw them all out. It's like, why are you leaving trash in my apartment?
Yeah.
God.
Okay.
I just.
This sucks.
Listen,
this
just. Sucks. You know what, Nikki? Just when you get to Providence, just call me if things don't work out. We'll figure it out, okay?
Thanks. I just want to close my eyes and then wake up and have it be like August 12th.
Ann and I you have know? Developed a concept for a service that is called Vacation Movers. And basically, you pay for the moving service to buy a vacation for you, and then you and your loved one go, and the movers come and do everything for you. Now, is that concept super expensive, like unfathomable for everyone?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to be able to do it at least once because
sure.
I hate moving so much.
Yes. I guess here's my question though.
Yeah.
Why do we need a separate service for that? Because couldn't
because I don't like planning vacations either.
I
get very stressed out when I plan a vacation because I'm like, what if it's not great? I do that a lot. I go, I don't know. I feel like I'm one of the only people on earth that does this where I start to plan a vacation and then I get very antsy about what if I don't love this and then I just don't go anywhere.
You stop.
Uh-huh.
LB, when was the last time you moved?
2017.
That was recent.
Mm-hmm. It sucked. I hated it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We actually got really good movers and they were expensive, but it was like,
yeah,
they did a really good job.
Where were you moving far?
I moved from Koreatown to North Hollywood.
Oh. Okay. So, yeah.
So, yes, it's very far.
Pretty tough move.
I mean, I just did the LA to Arkansas, which was not
that's
great.
I would honestly arguably say that that's an easier move.
I know what you mean. I do know what you mean.
I think that actually would be kind of an easier move.
Glendale to Sherman Oaks really sucked. It did.
Yeah, that sounds terrible.
Yeah moving sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
no
bad.
One likes it.
It is terrible.
They should terrible. Do a thing where they like knock you out.
Yeah,
yeah,
and
yeah.
You go to like cryogenic slumber, and
yes.
Then when you wake up, you've been moved.
Yes,
that's exact. That's legitimately what I want.
They move
that's
you
the
in a pod too.
Because
right?
The thing is, like, I can do the vacation thing because I'd be too stressed out about the move happening away.
Sure,
like,
sure, sure.
You know, right. Like, what about my stuff? What about this one thing I have for my grandmother? The only
right.
Thing. This. Fucking bullshit.
You're gonna break
wait,
my
so
grandma's
wait.
PlayStation
whoa, whoa, whoa.
5.
Wait.
My grandma's PSI.
Wait, LB, how would you be managing all of this if you're frozen? There's like no difference between those.
It doesn't
things.
Matter though, because I
you're
can't
close.
Feel the anxiety.
Okay. Oh, like I guess they could put some of the important things inside your chamber, right?
It doesn't matter. No, it's the thing is, it's like even if I trust the people, I'm still gonna be stressed out about it.
All right.
So enough. It's the most you get really trustworthy movers, and then they knock. You trust them so much, you allow them to knock you out and put you in cryogenic slumber. Then you wake up and you have been moved along with the stuff and you're just, everything's been put away and you're just there.
It's now, like, here's a cool thing about this business that I've kind of thought about.
Yeah.
You can tier this out, right?
Yeah.
The lowest tier, they put your cryogenically frozen body in the back of a truck with your stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
At the highest tier, though, they put you in the, or in the middle tier, they put you in the cab. And then at the highest tier, they fly you, your cryogenically frozen body. They fly your body out.
Is there like a super premium tier where they just send you to space?
A white, it's a white glove situation. Yeah, they come pick you up, they send you to space, and you are in space for as long as it takes for the Earth to turn underneath you, so you arrive at your destination.
I think the highest tier should be they freeze you and just don't wake you up. That's just the highest
tier. That's the dream.
Well, that's the storage. Yeah. That's the storage version.
Yeah,
right. Because
it like doubles as like a storage place for people and their stuff.
Yeah, like if the apartment you want is not available until September.
Yeah.
Can be locked up for a month.
You just lose that time.
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah.
Right.
Like in Fallout.
Right.
It's Fallout.
The thing we came up
with is Fallout. Sean!
My baby. But that'd be so good. We could call it like Fallout Movers. And
it's pretty good. Wow, yeah.
And then people love Fallout. So they would
call it Move Out. We could call it Move
Out. Move Out.
Move Out.
We do it in the Fallout font.
Yeah,
in the Fallout font. And all the Fallout
fans. And then there's a 4 at the end
get of
it also.
Move Out 4. They love it. And the Fallout fans go for it. And we make $1 billion.
What if it's a coin flip about if they wake you up and it's normal, or they wake you up and they act like the world has ended?
Well, that's like, another premium service you can
That's
add
another
on.
Premium service.
Yeah, okay. With like actors and stuff.
Yeah, like, oh, so, okay, wait.
Oh, I love that. I love that.
Oh, I didn't even, I thought it would be opposite. I thought that the low tier, you would just wake up in a warehouse and they don't like tell you
where you are.
They don't, there's nobody there when you wake up. Like the door just opens.
So you could,
reanimate you and you are really confused for a while and you walk around and have to like make your way to the office.
So you could,
like your stuff is.
You could wake up in Omaha, Nebraska, but they moved you to Tallahassee or something.
No. You're in the place you are.
Oh, okay.
But you don't know exactly where you are, right? Because like when they put you to sleep, you were at your house.
Okay. Paul says it's an escape room, which people I think would also pay extra for because people love escape rooms.
People love escape rooms. Tournament of Champions coming to theaters this Friday.
I think this is a really good idea.
I think it's a
pretty
really
good business
idea.
Move
out four. That's good.
You know when you do an IPO and you have to like list the threats to your business?
Yeah.
Can we kind of come up with some of the threats? Like an initial threat that I'm kind of
seeing is
that. Do
we want to do a full SWOT analysis with the strengths and the weaknesses, opportunities and threats?
Yeah, I think one of the weaknesses and threats, I think, is that I'm not 100% sure we have the technology currently to freeze a person. Let me rephrase that.
Okay.
I know for a fact we have the technology required to freeze a person, period. I am unsure if we have the technology to bring that person back.
So you're worried about a demolition man situation where they froze people but did not have the ability to unfreeze them until later.
Yes.
Okay. Hmm.
That's the only thing I can see going wrong with this business. Every other part of it sounds perfect.
I mean, because if they could unfreeze people, they would have unfrozen Walt Disney by now, right?
Right.
Yeah, for sure.
Walt would be back.
Walt would be back.
But like, why are there all these black people in Marvel movies? Why are they in my park? What's a Marvel movie?
We made a movie about black people in jazz. No! This isn't my future.
Can you imagine Walt Week? At Disneyland, when they bring Walt back.
Oh my god.
The Walt Week, baby.
Walt Week.
They would replace the statue of Walt and Mickey that's like right before the castle, and they would paint Walt to look like those statue men at Times Square.
And then, like, that's what he wants to do now that he's back.
Yeah, that's what he wants. Yeah.
I'm Walt, and I'm then, back.
Won't we?
Have you had one of these Dole Whips? They're fucking great.
Fuck. Week. Damn.
Walt Week.
Walt Week. I'm Walt just week like, the good. Balloons would be, like, so great. Like, they just have Walt's face on them.
Yeah.
Damn.
Walt Week.
Did you see that they finally made Jungle Cruise not racist?
No, I no, didn't see that. I didn't see that.
That's great. Yeah. That's great news for them.
It seems... Okay, well, I learned two things about Jungle Cruise today. Mm-hmm. Well, first of all, Jungle Cruise obviously coming to a theater near you on June 30th. Or sorry, July 30th.
No, I was like, wait, what?
Disney. The first one.
You can also catch it on Disney Plus with Premier Access. So
they didn't make your way over there, this.
You know? Oh, fuck. did you not get the checks?
Neither did Escape Room Tournament of Champions.
I found out two things about Jungle Cruise. Mm-hmm. One, it's I don't know if it's not racist. I feel like it's maybe less racist.
Okay, well, that's really different than what you just said. You just said you did they didn't it make it not racist. Racist, and then you
but I feel like
said,
the whole thing is sure. racist. Oh. I feel like conceptually it's racist.
Well, the
right?
word Jungle Cruise is yeah, racist, like, it feels
it's
like.
Racist in like
yeah.
optics. You're going through a cruise through yeah. the jungle.
But it's like you're going through a British... You're like a white person on a tube.
With like the pith helmets. And
Yeah. So like they changed some of that stuff. But I just feel like fundamentally in its core it's racist, but maybe it might look less racist. But also, did you know that women could not be Jungle Cruise skippers until 1995?
What the fuck are you talking about? At Walt Disney World? They couldn't...
At Disneyland and Walt Disney World, they did not allow... non-men to be the skippers of the Jungle Cruise ride.
God.
Well, that's because
95 was when they
changed
that.
Women aren't funny.
Right, exactly. Oh. And they're, you know, when, think about it though. When did women become funny? When Ellen hit the scene. When was that? 1995.
Oh, wow. So yeah, Ellen, Ellen hit the scene. It was like, well,
if you look at the history
like,
of television, you're not going to see any women being funny until 1995.
No women.
That's just
until 1995.
None. Yeah. Like, you go back to the 50s, 60s, where are the funny women? There's none. They were all being very serious on TV.
I did mostly say that as a joke, but Ellen did start being on TV in 1994.
So you believe
the timing does
connected.
Work. I think that the reason that women can be skippers on the Jungle Cruise it's now because is because of Ellen.
Ellen walked so they could
cruise.
Yes.
I cannot remember ever having a woman telling those fucking racist jokes.
Me neither.
On that one of
those
boats. It's always some wacky little guy.
Yeah.
Ugh.
And they say, don't breathe this. That's not what they say.
That's not what they say.
I've told you my Jungle Cruise story, right?
No.
No.
From grad night?
No.
No.
So in high school, all the California seniors go to Disneyland all night long.
Mm-hmm.
And when I did that, I didn't know how edibles worked yet, really. So when somebody just gave me a huge thing of weed brownie, I just ate it all. And that's like the most fucked up I've ever been in my entire life.
Sure.
And I did go on the Jungle Cruise with my friends who were also as fucked up as I was. And we sat right up front next to the skipper. Right. And it's like a bunch of all 17, 18 year olds of California are there. And so it's us and then a bunch of kids we don't know.
Mm-hmm. And they're all high.
No, I don't think. Well, they were as high as us because we were laughing so loud. And so violently, I almost fell out of the boat at all the jokes, and all the puns. I almost fell out of the boat, and the skipper looked at us and looked at me in just horror. That this
oh
is like
God.
that you can't possibly be enjoying this much. And all the other kids looked at us like we were fucking insane. It was. I have a lot of pictures of this. They were all. None of them are of any part. That is recognizably Disneyland because we kept finding parts of the park that looked really mundane and thought they were amazing and taking pictures at them.
Wow.
Wow.
That's incredible.
Yeah. I also thought that the bus to grad night was a ride.
You think about it. You had a good time.
Yeah, all cars are rides when you think about it.
They are all rides. That's true.
Is any time you're a passenger in a car, that's a ride.
That's a ride.
Any time you sit in a basket of a shopping cart, it's a ride.
That's a ride. I mean, how is it different?
No, it's not. I'm not even doing a bit. I think that's true.
It's exactly the same.
Like, you're a passenger in a car.
I'm on a boring ride. Is this a ride?
That's a ride. Yes. Well, are you propelling it or is someone else propelling it for you?
Oh, that's a good point. Okay, what if I'm driving my own car? Is that
a
ride?
No, that's not a ride.
But if I'm a passenger, it's a ride.
Yep. Well, no, wait, hold on.
What if I'm
on
the bus?
Hold on. Wait. We have to go back. Are you saying that if it's not a ride, if it is self-propelled?
No, it is a ride if it's self-propelled.
But so why would you define bumper cars as a ride?
Yes.
You can brake in those.
So why is driving not a ride?
No, bumper cars is not a ride.
Bumper cars is a ride.
No, it's
I think bumper cars is a ride.
Bumper cars is a ride. Go-karts is not a ride.
Why?
It's the same. Why?
No, it's
yeah.
Not the same.
What?
Not the same. Not it the is. Same. Bumper cars, you have you are controlled. You have a pole connected to the bumper car, connected to a larger mechanism. Go-karts, you're free.
No, they can stop you though.
In go-karts?
Yeah, yes. They can stop you.
Go-karts electric now. They can stop you.
They can turn your engine off.
But that's
also the track is set.
Yeah.
I would honestly say that a go-kart is more of a ride than a bumper car.
No, if you're driving, listen, it's not about any of that.
I've never been in a go-kart. I just
No, you ninnies. It's about, listen.
What the fuck?
It's about this. It's about the control. If you're not in control, it's a ride because you let yourself psychologically get into the ride mindset. If you're controlling it, it's not a ride.
So that, by that, then all trains, buses, subways, trams.
Those are rides.
Airplanes are rides.
Yeah, that's a ride.
But then you're saying teacups is not a ride.
Yes, it is, because you're not driving a teacup.
But you're spinning it.
Yeah, but that's different. Also, if you're the one spinning it, it doesn't feel as much as a ride. If someone with you, some big, strong, Popeye forearmed asshole is spinning the wheel for you, then that's a ride. That's centrifugal force, baby.
Are the moving floors at the airports rides?
Yes.
So if I open the window on a bus, is that like spinning those teacup? Because I'm changing the conditions of the existing ride.
No.
Why?
I don't think so.
I think it's the same.
I think it is.
You think it's the changing same. The conditions?
I think it's the same.
It's just getting some wind on your face.
It was... Yeah,
but also on everybody in the bus. I've changed the air quality of the bus ride for everybody. And I'm the Popeye forearm guy spinning the teacup, except I've opened the window on the bus.
Sure.
I think it's same.
I think ride is about control.
But
I think
this actually really explains
propulsion.
The monorail issue. Because the monorail at Disneyland, is it a ride or is it a transit? It's both, baby.
It's
transit's
both.
A ride.
It's both. Well, okay, wait, hold on.
It's
hold
transit, on. The ride.
But.
Happy Infrastructure Week.
Happy Infrastructure Week.
If it's a computer controlling it, because most rides are operated by people, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it's a ride for you and not for the one in control.
Mm.
Like a train conductor isn't on a ride.
There it works.
They're
at work. But you, a passenger sipping a tea,
are on a ride.
What about the person shoveling the coal?
Yeah, are they on a ride?
Are they on a ride?
Yes.
And the people working
I don't think that's true.
So wait,
I don't think the people on the Titanic. I don't think the people shoveling coal in the Titanic were on a ride.
I think the people shoveling coal in the Titanic.
Yeah, they were on their final.
There was only one person that wasn't on a ride in the Titanic, and it was the captain that hit the fucking iceberg. That's it. That one guy wasn't on a ride, and everyone else was on a
ride. Titanic ride. Why is there a Titanic ride?
You're right. Yeah, you're right. There should be a Titanic ride at Universal. Sick.
You get assigned a role as you get on. Oh, shit, I'm in the band. Oh, no. Oh, beans.
Okay, wait. Are flight attendants on a ride?
Yes.
No. They're working.
I can't be sure.
They're not propelling anything.
But they're but neither of the
yeah,
pilots.
They are. They're propelling the carts with the drinks on them.
Yeah.
The
No. But they're pushing a cart within a ride. If I sat on that cart, I'm on a ride. The cart's not a ride. If I sat, okay, that's double ride. If I'm sitting, if I sit on a beverage cart on a plane, I'm on a double ride.
So double the red buses in London.
Yeah.
If you're on top, you're on two rides.
You're on, no, you're on one ride because it's not. I love this idea that you're like, wait, what is the second vehicle in the double bus?
It's a double ride. I agree.
It's not a double ride.
It's a double ride. Okay, but
it's like a double ride.
Have you ever been up there?
The top isn't moving independently of the bottom.
Okay, but wait, if you think about prepositionally, right, if the if it's open,
it's a double right, ride.
You're on it, not in it.
Wait, right? Okay, so you're saying it's like surfing on top of a car.
Yes.
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 Because when you're inside of the bus, that you're in the bus, right?
Damn.
That is in itself of a
absolutely
ride. If you go upstairs, you are no longer in the bus. You're on the bus.
Okay, I'm coming around because when I saw Teen Wolf surf on top of a car, I thought to myself, that guy's on two rides.
Yeah. Well,
it's a double.
Yeah, it's double ride.
That's a double ride.
But wouldn't it be a penta ride? Because you could just ride the wheel individually, couldn't
you? A penta ride?
What? What do you mean you ride the wheel?
Well, no, hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Well, because there's four wheels. And then
what's the fifth wheel?
Ride. The inside. So the each wheel is a ride. The inside is the fifth ride. And then the top is the sixth ride. But let me hit you with this.
It's not right.
Chairs.
Wait, an 18 wheeler is 18 rides?
Wait, John, Nikki just said, let me hit you with this chairs. Chairs. We need to follow. Nikki, hit us with the chairs.
Hit us with the chairs.
You know, it's always moving? Earth. Real fast. You know
wow
what? The Earth is in and of itself a double ride.
Wow.
It's spinning, and then we're spinning around the sun.
Around the sun.
So sitting chair.
Wow.
Also ride. Because we're moving.
Walking a triple ride.
This ride Earth.
No, because walking, we're...
You're propelling yourself.
You're propelling yourself.
But if you stood, so if you walk, it is not a ride. But if you stand still and don't move...
It's a ride.
That is a ride.
You're absolutely fucking right.
I think it's still a ride. I think Earth is still a ride even if you're walking.
Oh, no, that because that's... No, but that's flight. Then. But that's flight attendant rule. You're right. If you're walking, it's still a ride.
What if it's a stroll?
Oh,
I think if it's like, I think if you're walking, but you have to go do something, you're working, so it's not a ride. But if you're walking like as a nice little walk, just for funsies, it's it's a ride.
What if I'm pushing a stroller on top of a double decker bus? How many rides is that?
Okay, so the baby is in
the baby. The baby. How many rides is the baby in?
The baby.
I think
is
you're
in...
on no rides, John, because you're pushing a stroller, which is work.
No. I just asked, what is the baby?
Baby. The, okay. The baby is
the
on
baby,
three
how
rides.
Many rides is a...
Nope, the baby's nope, on three baby's rides, on... just on the bus, and then there's the ride of Earth.
Right.
Oh, fuck.
An additional ride.
So five rides.
So five yeah rides. Wow.
Yeah.
I'm really glad we talked about this.
I think we should start anytime someone asks you how fast you're going... I think we should just start. How fast is the Earth spin?
I don't know. I wish I knew spin that off the top of my head.
It's 1,000 miles an hour. So I think if like a police officer pulls you over and is like, do you have any idea how fast you were going? You can be like, 1,000.
Okay,
60.
But only if you're going in the same direction as the Earth. If you're going opposite, you need to then subtract.
Yeah,
then
subtract. You're only going
1,000 miles an hour from
I'm
what
going,
you're going
negative 1,000.
So if I'm going 70 miles an hour, the opposite direction of the Earth.
West to east.
Then the cop says, sorry, no, like, how do you know east how fast you were going? And I say, yeah, I was going negative 930 miles an hour.
Yeah, I can't believe your radar picked up on that, officer.
Yeah. I'm going negative.
Wait, hold on. That's not how that works.
Yeah,
wouldn't you just be subtracting from the pre-existing speed? I don't think it would be negative. Yeah, I think you would just be going 940.
No, what Elby's positing is that whenever you go in the other direction, you're going back in time.
Wait, you're right. You're right. Yeah. I'm subtracting it because I'm not going faster than the Earth.
You're not going faster. I'm going 930.
But still, like, you can't get me for that.
Yeah, like if you like the gap between 930 and 1,000 is really close.
It's pretty close.
If you like zoom out far enough,
that's ticky tack.
Yeah.
You can't get me for that.
I dare you.
I dare you. There was for you going, Mr. Officer.
Yeah,
I think.
Do as I say, not as I do much, officer.
When I got back, because we didn't do an episode last week. When I got back from the airport, there was a guy in the, like, you know, at LAX, it goes around, it's a circle. Mm. And then you can like pull up in certain sections by the numbered posts to like get in your car to leave. And there was a guy there that was like, you can't stop here for some reason. And like, there was like maybe a 40 or 50 foot like empty space where there was nothing except a guy. Anytime a person was like, oh, I can probably pull up here to pick up my family member or whatever, I will pick them up. And then the guy was like, no, you can't pick up here. But then like didn't provide a good reason. This lady, their person came to pick them up. They pulled into the gap and then the woman was halfway in the car. And then the guy was like, you can't be here. What would you do in that situation? You're the person getting into the car and then a stranger has told you that you in fact cannot get into a car.
I'm so sorry. We're leaving right now. I'll never do it again. Thank you for your service and your bravery.
I would say, what the fuck do you think I'm doing? I'm getting in my car to leave.
Yeah.
Mind your own business. Go make a sandwich.
Yeah.
Wow.
This lady picked her bag up from the seat of the car and then got out of the car and closed the door. And then the car drove the 30 or 40 feet or whatever.
Are you
and then
fucking
they got
kidding
in the car.
Me?
That is.
Wow.
That's insane.
Like,
that's
unreal.
Yeah, that's.
I just looked
good.
Straight at the guy as Katie pulled up and he was like, don't get in. And I was like, okay. And then I got in the car.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, again, that's what I would do. I'd be like, oh, sorry about that.
Yeah. Yeah, I would just be like, oh, thank you. Okay. Oh,
thank you.
Thanks. Yeah, I like.
It's a good.
Yeah, I like him too. I like him too. You said you like my glasses, right? All right, bye. That's what I would do.
Anyway.
That's just high five him.
Yeah. On the way out. Yes, 100%. Like,
keep it real. We're on the same ride, the ride of Earth.
Yeah. I just think a lot of people underestimate the amount of power that they have when they're operating a motor vehicle and a person not in a motor vehicle tries to tell them to do something.
I know.
I think people just like get scared really easily.
I know.
I definitely get scared really easily.
One
extremely quick story is that I was like flying down the highway when I was like 22.
You're making down the highway.
Yeah.
Highway of life. And there was a cop on the left shoulder and he pointed at the car in front of me and me like, oh, I got y'all both for speeding. Pull over. He's out of his car. He's not in his car. He just points at the white Corolla in front of me and then me behind him. The white Corolla pulls over. What do you think I did?
Stupid. I
fucking kept going.
What like, are you going to do?
What are you going to do? What are you going to... You can't just point. I'm not scared of you. And you're pointing at me. And I was like going 70 miles an hour. I just don't get it.
That's I don't weird. Understand. Anyway. It's like when I threaten... Whenever a ticket... You know at you go to the mall or whatever. Yeah. You get a ticket. And if I refuse to pay for parking, it's kind of like a moral and ethical thing. So if like the validation doesn't work for some reason, my newest threat is I just say, I'll sit here. So I press the button and then if they won't, like if I lost my ticket, this happened to me recently. I lost my ticket. And then I put I was there for like 30 minutes and the max ticket fee was $40. And I pressed the button and I was like, I don't have my ticket. And I was like, what do I do? And she was like, oh, I'll charge you the $40. And I was like, I was here for 30 minutes. And she was like, well, it's $48. And I was like, I'll wait.
For what? And
I just waited.
For what?
Because
you just waited for traffic to back up behind you. Exactly. And then they got weird.
Exactly. Yeah. And then it's like, okay, so are you going to open it and like let everybody keep honking at me? Because I can't move. I'm blocked in.
Oh my God.
Like you've put me in a hard place.
That's, wow.
So then they usually open the gate.
I bet they do.
I could never do that. I don't have that kind of power either.
Yeah. No.
Or chaos.
Congratulations to you.
It's like, I would do that over $3 too, is the thing. Anyway, that's it.
That's it. That's it for my reunion. You can find me.
Now where to be?
You can find me at Floppy Adult. You can find Nikki at Godsua. You can find LB at Hunk Tears. You can find Paul, our wonderful producer over at Polymio. All of our podcasts are at podcastnet.work. All of our writing is at fanbyte.com. Nikki's got a great new podcast. It's called Volume Slider. You should go listen to it. It's about video game music. It's optimal. Place to listen to it is on Spotify because you get to listen to all the songs there. So go listen to it on Spotify. I don't care if you
Optimal
hate Spotify.
Is a generous reframing of they actually took it down from every other podcast.
Oh, they took it down from everywhere else. So you have to listen to it on. Okay.
Yeah.
Optimal is an understatement then. yeah. So go listen to that there. It's super, super good. LB, do you want to take us out?
Honk, honk. Honking down the highway.
No. Keep going.
Check out Honking Down the Highway by the Beach Boys. See you next time.
It's a podcast. Thank you for the Friends reunion. Clearing up all the confusion. We're glad you stayed. And enjoy the joy and fusion, we've set it all.